From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida has so many environmental challenges: hurricanes, water contamination and pollution, and we're low elevation, at high risk from rising seas. But some of this might actually translate to opportunities for innovation and profit. Emilio Lopez is banking on that. He's co-founder and CEO of SOP Technologies. That stands for Stop Ocean Pollution. The Miami startup has created technology to keep litter out of waterways. Lopez is also working on water solutions with other local startups. Lopez spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein.
What we started off developing in-house and we patented was a filter. Some people will call it a screen that essentially blocks debris and litter at the street from going into the storm drain system and flowing through pipes and getting out into waterways. But, you know, when I'm setting up a meeting with a city official that's very busy, I don't want to talk about just one technology. You know, simply preventing pollution at the street level is not enough to really address stormwater pollution. So the companies that we've partnered with, we have common interests, and we're, as far as our mission is concerned, and also the areas of technologies and what we're trying to do.
Tell me about those partnerships. What sorts of technologies, and how did those come to be?
One of them, for example, provides cleaning of sand by removing cigarette butts and glass particles and all these other items that are on sands with sand sifting devices. Another company we've partnered with, they do water analysis. So a city that has, for example, fecal matter contamination, they can send this water to their lab and analyze what's in the water so they can better focus their remediation strategies. And the last one is an app that we've partnered again with a local startup to provide, because it allows you to capture data more effectively, to capture photos, especially from employees and contractors that are working out in the field, or other information that can help to communicate what you're doing to protect the environment.
Have you gotten buy-in from city and county officials as far as testing some of these different technologies?
Absolutely. In fact, with the city of Aventura, they started off with a pilot project for the stormwater curb filters that we provide. And that MO, I would say, the modus operandi, was similar with Key West. They had issues, particularly on Duval Street, when there were major events like Fantasy Fest. And because of that, they had a very high cost of cleaning the stormwater system. So they started with a small pilot project on a different street, on Flagler Avenue. Then seeing the results of that, they decided to implement the filters on Duval Street. So now all of Duval Street has our curb filters.
What's in the future for SOP?
So, for example, with the city of Key Biscayne, they had an issue where a lot of debris was falling through a storm grate, and it was going down into the stormwater system and causing a lot of expensive cleanup. So we created a basket for them to essentially contain that debris. The challenge, though, is that you have a hidden basket, and you need to know when to clean it. So essentially, we're talking about a smart stormwater, smart city type of solution that uses connected devices, web interfaces, and analysis to help cities reduce costs while at the same time preventing pollution and floods.
What do you think we can do to continue to expand the environment and tech solutions scene here?
The realization has to be there that when we're talking about the environment, it's not an aesthetic problem alone. We rely a lot on the water and the environment for not only leisure for the residents, but also the economy from tourism and trade. So I would say, you know, one of the challenges is that there isn't, unfortunately, an appetite to actually address environmental issues as much as there should be. This is an issue because you have a lot of disruptive new technologies that are being developed in Miami with these startups, but they're not growing. So I hope that in the future we have more access to capital, but also efforts by cities, our clients, by state agencies, federal agencies for this region to help these companies grow.
That was Emilio Lopez, CEO of the startup SOP Technologies, speaking with WLRN's Kate Stein. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.